Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200. All right, good evening and welcome aboard another edition of Sports Byline and Sports Overnight America. Marty Terrell, Dominic Jimenez along the way as we talk the world of sports as we roll into a Thursday into a Friday overnight. And we got the world of sports. NBA, NHL, WNBA, some NFL stuff. Another NBA coach is out the door. Just a ton of stuff. Some TV stuff going on. TNT has, it's not official yet, but TNT is losing the NBA. They're not losing the NBA. They're saying we're going to go. And we're going to go with ESPN, TNT saying, and we're going to do some college football playoff. We're going to make some money. We're going to shorten up our sports programming. The key question is, what do you do with arguably one of the best pregame, postgame studio shows that we've seen in sports? Now, this is probably not the strongest of leads, but you will be hard-pressed to duplicate Barkley, Shaq, Ernie, and Kenny the Jet. It is the only pregame, postgame studio show that people, myself included, go out of their way to watch. And the ratings prove it. End of argument. It is, and so TNT. Now, NBC is going to get the NBA. What do? Do they bring them over in a package deal and just say, let's do it? There's some hesitation on the part of Ernie Johnson. He's in his 60s. He has battled some cancer, some health issues. He's very much a family guy. Who knows? If you're going to lose one guy out of that that triumvirate, I think Ernie Johnson's the most expendable because you can get a traffic cop in there, and it's all about Barkley, Kenny the Jet, and Shaq, not necessarily in that order. But I find that to be interesting, and I can sit here and wax poetically about other stuff, but that is good stuff. Tonight, NHL, Edmonton, Dallas, can't wait. Rick Carter's going to join us. He's going to double up. We'll do the Eastern Conference at 25 past the hour, and then we'll do the West, and then we'll give you a tube talk and streaming and screaming segment as well. But can the Indiana Pacers inbound a basketball? Can the Indiana Fever inbound the basketball? That's where we're going to start here on Sports Overnight. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming around right back.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
All right, we get it going here on a Thursday into a Friday, Sports Overnight America. Marty Terrell here, Dominic Jimenez along the way as we talk the world of sports. I love that, Seals and Crofts. Good job out of you, Dom. Showing my age once again. Here we go. Yeah, welcome to the overnight here on Sports Byline. I got to start with the Indiana Pacers-Celtics. It's topical. They're playing. They're in action. Game two, Pacers should be up one game to none. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. But are the Indiana Pacers and the Indiana Fever, the women's WNBA team, are they drinking from the same water bottle? Dateline last night, Seattle, down one, 10 seconds to go. Inbound the basketball. Inbound it. Caitlin Clark comes over to greet, engage, and then the ball is and I think it was more on Clark than the inbounder. No chance, no shot, game over, foul, whatever. You know, just a disaster, just an absolute disaster. They foul, they have to foul. Clark, I mean, she's getting jostled around, banged around. It's a mess. 2 points real quick here, because I do want to get to the NBA, but I do want to go topical because, listen, Caitlin Clark, I mean, she's struggling. This is a mess. They're 0-5. Christy Sides, the coach, I'll guarantee you she does not make – well, I shouldn't say that. It feels like she's got very little, maybe a 5% chance of making it through the next couple, three games. Because if they lose another one and another one, I mean, you got to remember, Disney's in play here. Disney's in play. They're clearing 36 basically out of 40 games, national TV, ABC, ESPN. It's a Disney, you know, it's a Disney compilation. But the fact of the matter is the ratings are dwindling. The buzz is dwindling. And it's not all about Caitlin Clark. You got to win. See, Caitlin Clark is complicit because if she's Caitlin and they're winning, then it's a big deal. But right now, she's not playing well, and the team's losing. So it's really it's a double dose of disaster is what it is. Now, I get Dom in here who follows it very intently, and I love having that because it's topical. I mean, I listened to Bob Costas today for a half hour talking about Caitlin Clark and the WNBA. She's doing her job. She's struggling to adjust to the level of play. There's no doubt about that. But she is illuminating and bringing a spirit and a focal point to the WNBA, and we're seeing other stars emerge. We're seeing other players. There's more appreciation for these other gals who right now are standing around saying, what about us? How come we're not getting this attention? So, Dom, there has been a good side to this, no pun intended with the word size, but that coach is in trouble, and Caitlin is struggling. I don't care what anyone says. Her numbers may mask a lot of these struggles, but she is struggling big time. So let's start with you. There is an inherent benefit to what's going on with Caitlin and the illumination she's brought to women's professional basketball. Let's start right there. Let's hear.
Yeah, if nothing else, she's gotten people to care about what's happening. Even if she's struggling, and I think her game, there was the doubleheader. I think it was Saturday's doubleheader. The Fever did a million, and then the game after that with the Aces, I think, I believe they played the Sparks, also did over a million viewers. And prior to those two games, no WNBA game had done a million. I don't know how much of the new audience is going to stay, but it is refreshing to see them stay for the next game after Caitlin Clark. And I'm sure Cameron Brink had something to do with it. Rekia Jackson had something to do with it, because these are two names from this past college season. But the Aces are loaded. Jackie Young is a perennial MVP candidate, and people would probably consider her the third or fourth best player on that team. Asia Wilson is the best basketball player, women's basketball player, on the planet right now. And a lot of people have never heard of her. So the fact that now, if you can hook some of the people who are here to watch Caitlin, maybe they're watching her struggle and like, all right, who else? I don't want to completely give up. Wilson's pretty quick. Oh, this Kelsey Plum, I've heard of her. With the tight end. Oh, she's quick. Oh, Jackie. There's the opportunity for people, and we're seeing it, that they're watching these other players and are having the revelation like, oh crap, some of these women can ball. They're pretty good. Kalia Copper has been balling. She's probably the favorite for the MVP, a week in? But she's been amazing, and she's on a team that name value. You look at the Mercury, Brittany Griner, people know that name. Diana Taurasi, people know that name. But it's Kalia Copper that has been unprecedented in her start here. Alyssa Thomas with the Connecticut Sun is a perennial MVP candidate. And people are now seeing it because she's played Caitlin Clark twice and has performed extremely well in games that people are watching. So even if Caitlin Clark ends up having just a mediocre career, I'm not saying she's going to, but even if she does, her impact on the game as a whole, if the WNBA can continue their push for marketing and they can retain just a fraction of the people interested because of Caitlin Clark, then her impact will definitely go beyond the game. Kind of like Michael Jordan, if he hadn't won titles, but he did.
Yep, yep, and no question. And a lot of good points there is what I heard. Here's what I do know, too. Sides, if and it's not about being right or wrong, but if she isn't the answer coaching-wise, which I don't think she is. I mean, I sat there Saturday scratching my head. She does not know that a timeout is very, very strategic and very applicable to when a team goes on like a 12-0 run. You call a timeout. And I don't know what – it's like, where are you? Are you here in this building? Are you watching what's in front of you? You're roaming the sidelines and you don't know to call a timeout. And now, it wasn't only Clark. It was others. They come to the bench exasperated. So, obviously, management's looking at this. She's probably going to get jettisoned. It's going to be weird, because then Clark's going to get the reputation of being a coach killer, a rookie, and, you know, all this other prima donna stuff. Here's what I do know, and you said it. Why don't you just watch some Golden State film and see what they do to get Steph Curry, who gets double teamed? I mean, this is a prolific shooter. And Dom, you made the point. All she's going to do is it's okay. In the NFL, everybody steals each other's successful strategies. The Indiana Fever's offensive sequences are embarrassing. It looks like helter-skelter schoolyard basketball. It's horrific. So why not watch some Golden State film? Tell me, why wouldn't she?
I mean, she might be, but it's another thing to put into practice.
God.
And I'm not saying she's got to do all this, you know, free-flowing motion pick. You don't have to do everything. But one of the things that I saw that was a critique over the last few days is the lack of off-ball screens to get Caitlin Clark open. She's an elite sorry, let me rephrase that. She can be an elite shooter. She's got tremendous range. If you can get her off a screen, you don't even have to treat her like Steph. Treat her like Klay Thompson. If we can take the ball out of her hand, get some screens, get her open, and then she can catch the ball and shoot in rhythm, that's going to help your offense. And another thing that we're not talking about is because the focus is so much on Caitlin Clark is Aaliyah Boston looks lost these days. And
terrible,
Aaliyah Boston is a terrific player, the reigning rookie of the year. She looks terrible. I'm not saying her starting position is in danger, but there are other bigs on this team that are playing better than her in the early going. That could be problematic. I don't know if that's her gelling with Caitlin Clark, if that's the coaching from sides. I'm not sure what it is, but if your best experienced player, maybe Caitlin Clark's their best player, but she's played 4 or 5 games. If your reigning rookie of the year, your all-star is struggling, you got to do something to get her going. And 5 games, it might not be enough games to evaluate Caitlin Clark, but 5 games is long enough that it can be problematic for who a lot of people would consider your best player. You need to get her going.
I agree. And Boston the other night nearly did something I've never seen before, and that's someone airballing a layup. She almost did. It was terrible. But anyways, you're exactly right. And I don't like one Clark quote, and that was, hey, we're 6 points away from being 2-3 and 0-5. Caitlin, you're 0-5. You can't play that game. We're coming back here on Sports Byline. Rick Carter up next on Puck. We're talking hockey. Don't go away.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
All right, talking the world of sports here Thursday into a Friday, Sports Overnight America, very aptly, and I don't think Dom did this on purpose. We go to Chicago with our hockey analyst extraordinaire, along with Brock Hines. We enlist the services of Rick Carter, and Mr. Carter joins us on the program. Richard, how are you, my friend? What's going on?
Marty, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. It's good to reconnect with you, buddy. I want to keep you for two segments. I know that's a lot to ask, but we're getting to crucial time here. We're getting down to crunch time in the NHL. Rick, for
Marty, any time to that with you is good time for me.
I appreciate that. It's very kind of you to say. Rick, before we get into the meat and potatoes of the Eastern Conference in the first segment, then the Western Conference in the final segment, man, playoff hockey, we've said it over and over again, but it's so true. And it not doesn't necessarily have to be overtime. I mean, the Rangers down 1-0 last night. They had five or six opportunities, including, I think, one or two power plays. They just could not solve the Bobrovsky. They could not solve him. But let's just talk about an overview of how good playoff hockey is, NHL. Let's hear.
Yeah, I mean, it's listen, playoff hockey is as good as it gets. And like you said, you know, playoff hockey comes down to who's got the best goaltending. And like you said with the Rangers yesterday, when you know, these goaltenders are world class. You know, the only one in the Final Four here that's probably not in that category is Skinner from Edmonton. But still, you have to get bodies in front of them so they can't see the puck. If you don't, they're going to, you know, have a 92-93% odds of saving that puck. So right. I don't like those odds.
Yeah. Hey, Rick, they always say, you know, you just coined the phrase, and I've heard it coined a million times, you know, playoff hockey as opposed to regular season. Give me a couple of points on what the difference is. What's the difference? I mean, other than it's really exciting and it brings more eyeballs to the tube, I'll tell you that right now. The numbers
well,
are great.
Shift, you know, every shift you're playing, you're going 100% million miles an hour. You're laying the body on people, whereas during the regular season, that would take too much of a toll on people, so they're going to tend to not be as physical throughout the regular season, and that's why you see some of these teams that are very, very good in the regular season because they're not getting 100% out of people, but come playoff time, you're getting everybody's best game in, game out, every single shift. It's all on the line.
Talking to Rick Carter, our hockey analyst, and Rick's resume, played at Kent State, played at Wisconsin, like to fight. I know Rick, and he's a fighter in a good way, not a bad way. All right, Rick, let's get into this.
some people might beg to differ with you.
All right. Anyways, this Florida Panther team. I mean, I saw them in Boston, and Rick, they're just so good. I mean, you don't even realize it. And I'm just saying, when you see them in person, Barkov, you see Tkachuk. You see that Rodriguez kid is outstanding. He's a Toronto kid. He's a sniper. He's tough as nails. The goaltending we've already alluded to, extremely well coached. They got a kid off that UMass National Championship team. They're just solid. And, you know, you're in Chicago. I'm in Iowa. You know, we're based in San Francisco. It's a Sun Belt. You know, we're looking down to Florida. You know, the Florida Panthers got beat last year in the finals 4-1 by Vegas. Let me tell you something. This team is the real deal. Let's get into Florida real quick. Give me some overview. Give me some meat and potatoes on the Panthers. Let's hear.
Yeah, you know, the one thing about that stands out about Florida to me is there's not one area where they're deficient. They've got balanced scoring up front. They've got a heavy game They've got some instigator, you know, some nasty people to play against. You've got world-class goaltending, and you've got solid special teams. So pick your poison there. You're walking into a team that is balanced, and you know they impose their will on you. And you know last year, like you brought up, that they lost 4-1 to the Vegas Golden Knights. They had serious injuries for that last Stanley Cup final, and they were limping in on basically, you know, a hope and a prayer, and they just didn't have it. But this year they do.
The goaltending matchup, some people say it's like starting pitching in postseason baseball in the World Series. You know, you've got the Florida guy, Bobrovsky, who's been unbelievable. Shesterkin is just stone cold when he's on. You can't solve him. He's stone cold.
He's amazing.
I mean, you want to stand on your head. It looks like he authored another chapter to that long storied book of great goaltenders. Shesterkin's unbelievable. Yeah. But you know what?
I think he's the best in the league.
Yeah, but tell me when Adam Graves is going to show up. I mean, Kreider was unbelievable in that series, the last series against Carolina. That third period, you know, you just sat there and your eyebrows were arched, your jaw hit the floor, and you're like, wow. That guy single-handedly took over a hockey game and a series and got him into the Eastern Conference Finals. But Graves hasn't shown up yet. Try to tell me, how did the Rangers get beat 3-0 in Game 1, Madison Square Garden? How does that happen? You tell me. I know you're a watcher.
I don't know. It's if there's a game that they should have come to play and taken it to Florida, it was that game. And they just looked defeated, and they, you know, it didn't help that Bobrovsky was not flinching at all. And they're, you know, they had some power plays. You know, in my opinion, you've got to have Panarin, Zibanejad. They've got to really step up, or Adam Fox. This is, you know, aside from Kreider, you know, Kreider, if you're going to count on him to win you a Stanley Cup, you're in trouble. I mean, he's great. He's a great player. Don't get me wrong. But your superstars have to be superstars in the Eastern Conference Finals for sure.
They lose home ice advantage, too. I mean, so you want to talk about, you know, Game 2 pressure. How do you expect the Rangers to come out in Game 2 after having squandered home ice already in Game 1, losing and being shut out 3-0? What do you expect the Rangers to do?
I think they were embarrassed, and I think they're going to come out a much better team, for sure. And I expect a very tight game with the Rangers, you know, possibly tacking on some there at the end. And I think the Rangers probably take Game 2. But I think it's going to be a tight series. I would not be surprised to see Game 7 for, this thing go to 7. But my picks before, I've got Edmonton, and I've got the Florida Panthers, and I've got the Florida Panthers winning it all.
Yeah, I mean, you said it a while ago, and I'll give you credit for that. Other than what you've already stated here, it's been a weird trend so far in the playoffs. Not so much. Well, again, last night, home ice didn't hold. What's going on? How is it that home ice really almost teams feel better and are looser on the road? What is it? Home pressure, Rick? Why are so many road teams winning? Let's hear.
I think there's pressure, but I think that you've got such parity right now that every single game comes down to a matter of shifts, and you're at home, away. I don't think it matters one bit. You know, the coaches try and get their matchups on there, but you know, it becomes a chess match, and it's so tight, and there's so such good players out there that, it's so tough to say that home ice really means a whole lot right now, other than, you know, maybe it's loud or they get the last change and things of that nature. But other than that, I think there's such parity that I don't put much credence into home ice advantage right now.
You'll be glad to know that we got a lot of listeners, Rick, because I'm getting hammered. It's Adam Fox, not Adam Graves. I'm getting slaughtered on Skype right now. Misspoke, okay? Calm down. You could have called me out on that. It's Fox, not Graves. I have Adam Graves on my mind. My bad. Horrible job out of me.
I think you're thinking Ryan Graves.
Yeah, bad job out of me. And then Lafreniere, you know, what a play. Down 1-0, you're still hoping against hope that if you're a Ranger fan that you're going to pull this game out, and then Lafreniere goes off his stick. I mean, it's just weird. I mean, very, very weird. So Shesterkin, you still think he's the key, though? You think that's going to be the key? They're going to have to ride, you know, that premier goaltending out of Shesterkin, and you think the Rangers' offense – we know they get the best power play in the league. They won the President's Trophy for a reason.
No
is Shesterkin the key here? And then we'll wrap up on the East. Is that the key and why?
Shesterkin's the key. Panarin's got to come through. Zibanejad's got to come through. You know, Lafreniere, he had a breakout season this year. You know, everybody kind of overlooked the fact that he's a world-class player. I love the kid. He is an amazing player. You know, he's hustling to come back, and it's a bad break. But, you know, on defense, you've got Fox, you've got, escaping me, but you got Lindgren, you know, Keandre Miller. I mean, it's, these guys got to step up and really stifle that, the big boys for Florida right now. So.
All right, stand by. We got the Western Conference coming up, Edmonton-Dallas. Dallas has been a head-scratcher to me, down 2-0 or up 2-0. I mean, crazy. Down 2-0, and they went out to Vegas and went nuts. We'll come back. We'll do that with Rick Carter. Chapter 2 coming up here. On the puck. Don't go away.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. Your coworker Kyle said bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive could save you money. Bad news. While saying this, Kyle was eating your clearly labeled lunch. Dumb news. Pizza near work costs $7 a slice, and it tastes like drywall covered in ketchup. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and enjoy more lunches far away from Kyle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
That Memorial Day weekend is the official, unofficial start of summer, which means time to stock up on sunny day essentials. So, of course, I went to Kohl's to check out their savings. Get this. I saved $10 because I spent over $25. I earned $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 I spent, and I found great prices on swimsuits, the perfect patio finds, and fun toys for the backyard. Sweet, sweet summertime. And Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end May 27th. Some exclusions apply. Toys, coupons do not apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible.
Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
All right, talking the world of sports. We got Rick Carter in here on hockey. We're talking the playoffs, and I'm resuscitating the career of Adam Graves here. Oh, my God, just embarrassed. Hey, listen, one little sports note here. Look at this, and I only say this because we're based in the Bay Area. The Oakland A's and the Colorado Rockies. Now, these are two, I'm not going to say bad teams, but they're not good, all right? I mean, on the surface, okay? They're not going to get to the postseason. They have got an extra inning game going on right now in Oakland. 9-9. This game was 4-0 Rockies. Let's see here. I'll go through the 4-0 Rockies, then 4-3, then 4-4, and then 5-4, 5-5. And then in the 11th, you figure it's over. Rockies come up with four runs. It's 9-5. I mean, game over. Well, not so fast. J.J. Blade just homers to center field. Abraham Toro scores. We're now at 9-9 in the 11th. I just throw that out there, all right, for all you night owls listening as we talk the world of sports. All right, let's get Mr. Katea back in here. I met some people in New York this week, Rick, from Edmonton. They are so excited about this. They really are. They said, look, yeah, we had the Gretzky years, Fuhr. We had those great years, McTavish, you know, the Bruins triple overtime game. Obviously the Gretzky years were just out of this world. And now hockey's returned to Alberta with Edmonton in a huge, huge way. And here they go against the Dallas Stars. How do you see it? Game one tonight. What are you looking for in this matchup in the West? Let's hear.
Well, you know, it all boils down to Connor McDavid. You know, does he put on his superstar cape and take this home for Edmonton? You know, it's his legacy right now. That's what he's hunting for, a legacy right now. It's obviously not just Connor McDavid, but you know, he's a superstar. He's the best player in the world right now, and you know, in the playoffs, I hate to keep harping back to it, but your superstar has got to step up to the plate here.
Yeah, and they, you know, the lights are bright right now, and this is uncharted territory. What do you suspect? What's he looking at? Is he going to feel that pressure? You know, is he going to carry the load, or how does he respond, do you think? What's your gut? Because that, I mean, Gretzky had a pretty good supporting cast. Let's remember that. Gretzky had great goaltenders. He had great line mates, extremely well coached. I'm not trying to diminish Gretzky because I don't want to make a fool out of myself. What is McDavid looking at in terms of carrying this, you know, 1,000-pound gorilla on his back?
Well, you know, fortunately for Connor McDavid, he's got a great supporting cast in Leon Draisaitl. You know, Bouchard has really stepped to the plate on defense. You know, Skinner is a serviceable goaltender right now. It's a matter of getting him some confidence that he's going to be able to overtake and play against Ottinger, who's one of the best goaltenders in the league.
Yeah, so there you go. Who do you all right, let's size up Dallas here. I'm going to have a little fun with my buddy Brock Kynes. He said at the outset of the playoffs, don't get all wound up about Dallas. He used the word frauds, and I'm not calling him out. But listen, they've been crazy. I mean, Dallas has been absolutely crazy. Again, home ice is literally meant not necessarily nothing, but that first series against Vegas was crazy. Where do you go with the Dallas Stars right now? Are they the best team? Obviously the best team out west if they beat Edmonton. Give me your take on the Stars.
The Stars are probably one of the most adaptable teams in the league right now. But I think, you know, I don't know if you follow them that closely, but you know, they've got Heiskanen on defense that is I don't even know if he's hit his ceiling yet, because he keeps on getting better and better. You know, he's almost a 30-minute a night guy, so he's playing half the game. He's 6'4", he's 220, he's fast, he's the top guy in the power play. He's a shutdown defenseman. He's in every situation. You know, the only, you know, and now they've got, this Harley on defense, Ryan Suter, who's super solid and has been his whole career. Lost maybe a little bit of a step right now, but he's just smart out there. And, you know, their top six are as good as it gets. So they're going to be a very tough out here for sure. I wouldn't call them a fraud at all.
Yeah.
I think they're there for a reason.
Do you think this is going to be, give me a number, 6, 5, 6, 7 game series? And if so, give me the number and explain why.
I like Edmonton in 6. I think that when push comes to shove, I think Connor McDavid comes out with his, I think he wows us and lights it up. And I think that, coupled with him, Hyman, who's a 50-goal scorer this year, Leon Draisaitl, pick your poison there. I think they step up to the plate, and I think they take this in 6.
All right, let's go one more area, and that is the Cup. If you're right and it's Florida-Edmonton, did we need New York to get in? Did we need New York and Dallas with those two major markets? Tickets would have been just off the charts. TV ratings, New York, Dallas. If we get Florida, Edmonton, like you're suggesting and predicting, Rick, what are we looking at in terms of America's appetite for that Stanley Cup final? Coming off of Florida, Vegas, Stanley Cup final from a year ago.
Yeah, I don't know. It's, the NHL finals, my prediction is Edmonton, Florida. I think with the NHL, I think they would love to see the Rangers in there for sure. Other than that, I think they would love to see the Rangers bottom line. But I don't think the Rangers have enough for Florida right now. And, my heart's with I'd love to see a Canadian team back in the finals.
What if let's look at the scenario. Let's just say Florida doesn't get it done. Let's say the Rangers do get in. Let's go through it real quick.
Yep.
What would be better, New York-Edmonton or New York-Dallas, and explain why? What would be better? I think it would be New York-Dallas, but, I want to hear your opinion.
I think from a TV standpoint, certainly you'd like to have those two big markets in there. But I think from a league standpoint, New York, that's where the NHL is based. And the best player in the world, Connor McDavid. So I think that's that wouldn't be a bad scenario either.
Yeah, it's interesting. If New York, Dallas gets in there, who's the face for each team? I mean, is it Kreider? Because, the Wiley veteran hat trick got them to the conference finals, ultimately will, probably have to shine if they're to beat Florida. Who's the face? I think it's McDavid and get the Canadian team in there. I think you just hit a salient point, because this would be a coming out party for Connor McDavid big time if he's got the stage of the Stanley Cup Finals, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Connor McDavid, the best player in the world, going up against, the vaunted, President's Trophy winning New York Rangers. But, I think the face of the Rangers has to be Shesterkin and Panarin at this point in time.
Yeah. It's interesting, though. Can a goalie be the face? I mean, we can't see his face because he's behind the cage, It's kind of like
true,
football.
True.
Players, but interesting. Hey, Rick, I want to tell you, it's stellar job out of you coming on here. I love having you on. You and Brock Hines are hockey guys. I'm into it big time. I'm into it. I am absolutely into it.
It's the best time of year.
Oh, it's so much fun, One more thing. You're based in Chicago. Are the Blackhawks going to get it turned around up there? Boy, I mean, it's just weird. Go back less than a decade about 8-9 years ago. Man, were they living high life and winning cups. Give me a quick hit on Chicago for our fans in the Midwest, and then we'll call it good.
Everything that I'm hearing about the Hawks right now is they're going to spend some money in free agency. They're going to continue with their plan to surround Connor Bedard with talent, and they're going to get a great choice in the draft with that second overall pick. So I think they'll be right at the cusp of hitting the playoffs this year.
Good job, Rick. Let's do it again soon. I appreciate it. Excellent job today. I'll let you go. Have a good night,
Marty. I love listening to your show. It's I'm a fan first and foremost.
Thank you, Rick Carter, Chicago, Kent State, University of Wisconsin, and I think he played in the ECHL, Eastern ECHL, pretty sure. Anyways, great job out of Rick Carter as we talk the world of sports. You know, listen, Rangers last night, I sat here going, you know, this is going to be, and I said it on the air, this is going to be a 2-1 game in overtime. This Florida team, and I'm glad I got to see them in person. They're excellent. Barkov, they're gritty. You know, we talked about Vancouver playing heavy. They do the same thing. They're not flashy per se. They just grind, and they don't get discouraged when they get down. You saw that in the Boston series, and we know what was wrong with Boston. Boston didn't have any offensive firepower. I mean, you know, the days of Patrice Bergeron are long gone. And Pasternak just picked a horrible time to just go silent. I mean, it was like he was thinking pass first. And, I mean, you had the Garden crowd imploring him and the rest of the Bruins, shoot the puck. I mean, you can't score if you don't put the darn thing on net, right? So anyways, but listen, we're not going to go Bruins on you because they're done. This Florida Rangers series, I think, may take a backseat to what we see out west. I do, and I think Rick hit a very salient point. Connor McDavid is a terrific player. We'll see. He's going to bring a lot of pressure. He knows it. You know, look at Dallas, you got the weight of your fan base on you. New York, you got the weight of your fan base on you. Florida, you got the weight of your fan base on you. Edmonton, he's got the weight of his country. I mean, don't think for one second there's not that Canadian and United States, you know, American rivalry. It is. And go back to 94. Go way back. How about Rangers Vancouver? How good was that? Huh? Mateau, do you remember the goal? Do you remember Howie Rose's call on WFAN, which today even still resonates with Ranger fans? My God, they play it. When you're walking into the Garden, they run a play-by-play reel, and sure, Mateau, and the Rangers win the cup. 1994 was, what, 30 years ago. It's a long time. Ranger fans are starved. So it's really going to be interesting here to see how both these conference finals shake out. But I'll tell you, the league, and a lot of talkers say that, you know, well, the league wants, you know, the Rangers and Dallas, or the league wants the Rangers and they want the Canadian thing. Yeah, maybe. But don't we all have our wish list? I mean, do you think Gary Bettman sits up at night? Maybe he does and says, hey, you know, in terms of ratings, yeah, we would love the Rangers in Edmonton with McDavid and the USA versus Canada mentality. It would be in full force, no question about it. But at the same time, you know, Rangers, Dallas, you know, pretty juicy too. And then the other part of the equation is that Florida team's not going away quietly. And they answered that first bell last night. They took round one convincingly. All right, we'll come back. What we're screaming about. We love the world of sports. We love you for listening. I'm Marty Terrell here. We're Sports Overnight. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Celebrate responsibly with American Premium Vodka. Coming back.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
All right, down the home stretch we go into the night here as we're keeping an eye, as you will, in the overnight. Top of the hour, we'll get you the news and we'll let you know score-wise. But Indiana, Boston tonight, I don't know. I'll regurgitate what I said the other night when the way that the Pacers lost. Granted, you got a day to lick your wounds, but I think Boston puts an absolute drilling on the Pacers tonight. I just do. Now, when I say that, you know, 125 to 110, something in that order. I just think it's going to be tough. The Pacers, and listen, I do I want to be wrong? No. I mean, obvious Celtic fan. If you listen to the show, that's obvious. But I will say this. Rick Carlisle's a great coach. He took the heat. He did what good coaches do. He deflected. He took responsibility. It wasn't him. They inbound the ball. They win the game. They didn't, and they lost. And Jaylen Brown hits a three that if he shot that, if you took that three that Jaylen Brown hit the other night, that corner jumper, and he did it 10 times, he'd make it once. Maybe twice. All right, three times. No, he wouldn't hit it three times. I mean, he had Siakam all over him, and it was just an incredible, incredible make. It just was. It was a clutch shot. And I can almost foresee the Celtics, if they win their 18th banner and they hoist it, when we play the playoff reel of all the highlights of the Celtics' 18th World Championship, that Jaylen Brown shot's going down in history. Now, granted, it wasn't Game 5, it wasn't Game 6, it wasn't Game 7, it wasn't a closeout game, it was Game 1. But you can't win a series in one game, but you can lose one. And I think Indiana probably just lost their resolve in that game one. We'll see how they respond tonight. Enjoy the puck as well with Edmonton and Dallas. I'm Marty Terrell. American Premium Vodka. Enjoy it responsibly. Celebrate responsibly. Enjoy it. Thank you to Dominic Jimenez and Rick Carter. We'll catch you tomorrow on a Friday into a weekend edition here on Sports Byline. Adios.